Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Settle for More podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Wright, and I have designed this space for you. Yeah, you, the woman who is ready to walk out on her fears, step into her dreams, and own her power by shifting her mindset from feeling not enough to taking action and to becoming more than enough whilst settling for more. Well, hey there. It's been a while since our last episode, and so much has unfolded in my life since then. Life for me has been, you know, just a journey of twists and turns. And in all my twisting and turning and my ebbs and flows, my hills and valley, I believe that life has a way of reminding us to pay attention to what truly matters. And so in this episode, we're going to really explore the profound impact of change, the kind of change that really shakes us to the core and invites us to really reevaluate our path. You see, during my hiatus or my time away, I experienced so much. First and foremost, I experienced the deep loss of my dad and bittersweet memories as my son graduated and embarked upon his own journey of high school. I also tapped into something that is really filling me up and really bringing me lots of joy, and that is the arrival of new members to my family. And that's my baby plants that I am enjoying taking care of with so much care. And these life-altering events, they have really compelled me to pause, to reflect, to recenter, to refocus. And in those moments, they have really pushed me to ask myself an important question about where I'm leaning and what truly deserves my attention and energy. And so today I want to spend some time with you just really talking about how navigating these different experiences can sharpen our focuses and really illuminate for us as women who are reaching for more what really matters. And for you, it may be different things. So whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's a celebration of milestones, you know, the nurturing of new beginnings, these moments really shape our journey and guide our direction. And so as we embark upon this episode, I want to invite you to join me in a journey of reflection and discovering what's really important and what matters to you. We're going to be talking a little bit today about the depths of change. We're going to be taking a look at resilience and personal growth. My hope is that together we'll be able to explore how these transformative experiences can lead us to a place of clarity and purpose. You see, settling for more isn't about the accumulation of stuff. It's really about being intentional about leading our lives towards becoming the best versions of who we can be. And I've entitled this episode Leadership and Leaves because, of course, I'm into plants and I'm excited, and I am a self-leadership expert as well as a leadership and executive coach. And so I want to combine both, just thinking about, you know, growth and the lessons that I've learned from my plant. And so if you picture a tree that reaches for the sky, its branches over a period of time will stretch higher and higher. And as the tree grows upward, it symbolizes her ornate desire for progress. And transformation is also a process of growth. And the pace of our growth, the rewards of our growth, really speaks to the light that we're shining, the nurture that we're giving to our dreams and our hopes, and the direction that we're choosing to lean towards. Like the plants, or like trees, or even like a garden, Leadership often demands qualities such as resilience, empathy, and vision. And these qualities, you as well as myself, we're quite aware that they don't develop overnight. They're really cultivated with a lot of intentionality, and we develop these particular skills or qualities through experiences and intentional self-improvement efforts. So as a leader, when you grow, you inspire growth to those around you, to those you lead. Sometimes you're allowing the light that you're experiencing to bounce off, right? Let your light so shine so that others may see the good work. It's almost like we have a purpose on this earth to really lean towards things that are meaningful. And in doing that, we're providing an opportunity for others to do the same. So I want to ask you this question. How have you grown as a leader in your own life? What are some of the experiences that have shaped you, and how have they influenced the way that you're leading right now? When you think about the things that you're leading towards in this phase of your life, and if you bring in the metaphor of a plant, when you think about your goals and your aspiration, where is your focus? What are you intentional about? Because you see, just like a plant needs nurturing and care, as women reaching for more, as self-leaders, we too require nourishment to thrive in our journey of reaching for more. And so in this phase of your life, in this chapter of your life, what are you leaning towards? Where is your focus? You know, I often quote the phrase and post the phrase, and I actually love the phrase that really gets us to reflect that where your attention goes, that's where you will expand. So wherever you direct your focus, that's the thing or things that you're expanding in your life. And so as you are leaning towards your own self-discovery process, the question that I want you to sit with today is, are you leaning towards personal growth, career advancement, or just perhaps a deeper connection with loved ones, a deeper connection with self, a deeper connection with God? And just as a plant leans towards the light for sustenance, our lives flourish when we lean towards what truly matters to us. And so I'm inviting you to pause and really reflect on your current priorities. Are they really in alignment with your deepest desires and your values? And perhaps this is a time for you to evaluate where you're leaning and if adjustments are needed. You see, I watch my plants, and depends on where the light is or what the light source is, the plants often will shift position to be able to get better lighting. And we too can really be intentional about how we're shifting our lives to nurture our growth. And by recognizing where we're leaning and aligning with our authentic aspirations, we create fertile grounds for personal development and fulfillment. I know sometimes with the hustle and bustle of life, taking time to really reflect and do some introspection may be hard. It's something that we have to be intentional about. We have to create time and space for. And self-reflection does require stillness. It's the art of really looking inwards, understanding where you are. You know, what's happening right now? As a coach, a technique that I use with my clients is when they're sharing what their aspirations are, and what they're desiring to have, I often articulate what's going on with them in the moment. So I sense that, I hear that. And these are the phrases that I lead with. Because sometimes it's important that we pause to understand where we are. So assess your current situation and determine where you want to go. And so in our hectic lives, it's easy to get caught up in the chaos and to become like leaves in the garden scattered by the wind. So it's like anywhere the wind blows. But I'm inviting you to stand for something, stand for your dreams, your growth, and where you want to go. Self-reflection is going to be your compass, guiding you towards a direction that is really filled with purpose. It's almost like a mirror that reflects your journey, revealing your strengths, your opportunities, and getting you to understand the path that you're on. Through the process of self-reflection, we gain clarity. We become clear about our values, our desires, our aspiration. And we ask ourselves profound questions, such as, am I on the right path right now? Are my actions aligned with my goals? And am I really nurturing what truly matters to me? And the process isn't about judgment. Right? It's we're not judging ourselves. It's really about understanding, like a tree that examines its own branches and leaves. We assess our lives with curiosity, with empathy, with compassion. And really taking the time to ask yourself these questions really opens the door for you to be able to grow, to transform, to become that individual that you see yourself becoming. It gives us the opportunity to identify areas that needs nourishment and attention. So just like when I'm looking at my plants and the ones that are not doing so well, I sometimes look at the soil that it's in. Is the soil, you know, nurturing? Is the soil too dry? Is the soil too soggy? And I take a look sometimes at the root. What's happening in the root system? Is it causing this plant to thrive? And taking the time to do that on a daily basis, creating a weekly ritual, or even moments of pause during life's chaos, is really an opportunity for you to reconnect with your inner compass. It really allows you to realign with your focus and your authentic desires. So I want to encourage you to embrace the process of self-reflection as a tool that you can use for personal growth and clarity. And so as you journey into that place and space of self-reflection that empowers you to stand confidently in the direction of your dreams, the question that you may also want to ponder is, what are you sowing? And what are you nurturing? Sometimes we will find ourselves just scattering our energy across countless things, things that may be distraction, just like the leaves, like I mentioned before. And so here is the truth. What matters isn't the quality of what you do, or the quantity rather of what you do, but the quality of where you invest your time and your attention. So if you think about it, what are the few things when cultivated, when nurtured, brings you the most joy, the most fulfillment, and the opportunities to grow in your life? They're your core values, your passion, and your deepest connection. And so a practical step that you can take at any moment would be to identify your top priorities. What's important for me right now? Am I living or honoring my core values? The actions that I'm taking, is it really in alignment with where I see myself going? But most importantly, what are you leaning towards? Where is your focus? What are you expanding at this time of your life? Am I embracing what truly matters? And it doesn't mean that you have to do more. Sometimes, to be honest with you, it can often mean that you do less. It means doing more of what truly resonates with your heart and with your soul. It means aligning your actions with your values and your passion. And so I'm going to be sharing with you just a few tips as to how can you really get grounded like that tree that is really growing and leaning towards the light. How do you determine what you are leaning towards at this phase of your life? How do you become more self-aware? Which is my very first tip. Self-awareness is the compass of self-leadership. Taking the time for introspection, journaling your thoughts and your feelings, and asking yourself probing questions about your goals and your desires. When you become self-aware, it gives you the opportunity to understand where your true passion, and most importantly, where your priorities lie. Once you've gained that clarity, the next step is shifting your focus and energy towards what really matters the most, and that is prioritization. Identifying your top priorities and allocating your time and your energy accordingly. And so I know you're thinking, oh, another thing to do. But it's not about doing everything. It's really about doing what aligns with your values and your aspirations, ruthlessly eliminating distractions that divert you from your path. But what about those times when you find yourself off course and you're not getting what you need or desire? Here is the third tip, and that is really being intentional about course correction. Because this is a natural part of self-leadership. It's almost like redirecting, recognizing where your focus has shifted away from what matters. When you sense misalignment, and the truth is that you know when you're off track, you know when you're misaligned, I'd want to invite you to take action to realign. It might be setting a new goal or adjusting your daily routines. You know, my fourth tip is one that is really close to my heart and one that I'm really leaning towards experiencing right now, and that is seeking support. Don't underestimate the power of a coach, a mentor, a therapist, an accountability partner that can really be like your guide on the side and holding you accountable as you move through self-awareness, prioritization, and course correction. We sometimes want to do it alone because we don't want to ask for help. But if you don't ask for help, it means that you're doing what you've always done, right? And so if you're doing what you've always done and you're not getting any results, maybe it's time to be open to trying something different and trying something new and establishing trust with individuals who can support you. And as you think about your desires to grow, your desires to bear fruit, your desires to blossom, to bloom, to flower, or to take up that space that you should be taking up in the world to expand, remember that you have the power to determine your direction. You have the power to shift your focus and to channel your energy towards what truly matters. It's not an abstract concept. It's a practical journey of purposeful action. Pausing and ask, Is the light that I'm leaning towards bright enough? Do I need to shift to another place and space where I can be nurtured, where I can grow, where I can further expand and thrive? What are some of the things that I need to remove from my life that are no longer in alignment with where I see myself going? Remember that experiencing the joys of life, health, wealth, abundance, fulfillment, it's your divine birthright. And when you tap into that space, when you tap into the space of self-leadership, which is your tool for success, it's not merely about envisioning, visualizing, or imagining. It's about executing with intention, leaning towards the light. Because when you do, you are in fact settling for more. We'll talk soon.